time that
the team led by Dr. Thomas Egan at the University of Carolina in Chapel Hill is conducting the study. Lungs remain viable longer than other organs because of the air left inside them after a person's death. Dr. Egan says researchers hope to find a way to delay the onset of decay even more.
And this would have a profound impact on the number of lungs that are available for transplant. Right now in the United States, we do 1,800 lung transplants a year. We think that we could be doing upwards of 40 to 50,000 lung transplants a year.
For thousands of people, a lung transplant is the only hope they may one day breathe normally. Lisa Bowman is one of them.
I've never had a normal breathing day.
But harvesting the organs from donors who die suddenly and not in a hospital is often complicated. Thus, up to 80% of donated lungs aren't usable. And while most lungs for transplants come from donors who died in a hospital, they are frequently damaged by ventilators and other complications during long hospital stays. Dr. Egan wants to reach sudden death victims in their homes or elsewhere in the community and have medical workers pump a little air into their lungs to preserve them while the body is transported to an operating room for organ recovery. Here, Dr. Egan's team is performing a procedure called ex vivo lung perfusion on a donated pair of lungs. The machine infuses air and fluids through the lungs to prolong their life and also so they can be inspected for disease and malfunction.
By doing this repeatedly, we're likely to get more efficient, which will potentially improve opportunities to not only transplant lungs, but have lungs function better after recovery following sudden death.
Lungs that pass health checks will be transplanted into patients taking part in a National Institutes of Health-funded study. Bowman has been on the waiting list for new lungs for 2 years after a rare genetic disease gradually damaged her own. She's hoping the study will help her find a matching lung donor sooner.
I cannot think of anything that would be more exciting. I think that would be the greatest thing to be able to breathe normal.
Transplant specialists also are watching with keen interest to see if this program works. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.